Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations of Consciousness. I'm sorry. Our station is very, very funny. And welcome to Veronica, my wonderful co-host.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you, Ronnie?
Hi, everybody. Oh, I'm good, actually. It's a good time.
Good. Yeah, that nice solstice came along just in time. It was a few days of break. So, tonight's show, Walking Between Worlds. And, wow. Literally, you know, we're in the midst of 2012, kind of walking between worlds. And the old world does not fit us anymore, and the new world, but which new world? Which world are we choosing? It seems to change from moment to moment and day to day. And are we truly experiencing this amazing time, like bouncing back and forth between worlds? And do we know which world we'll choose? It's just an amazing time. So, and everything is changing so rapidly, and nothing is solid. I really do feel like I'm living in a fun house. I'm actually enjoying it. and I had a heck of a time putting even the I didn't get the notes off to you. I just finished them at the last minute. Sorry that even I even spaced that one. My cell phone was going off. My other phone was going off. It's just been kind of a zoo over here, and I think people are just oh my. So again, thank you, Squirrel, for all the wonderful emails you send out. Also, you know, I'm not going to go into the planetary aspects. I know that you have Deb on your show, Veronica.
Yes, she hasn't been on for a while.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason I'm not is I've really decided it's time for us to realize that we're powerful enough to overcome, override, and transmute. You know, we may be feeling some of the extraordinary stuff that's happening, but I really want to move out of getting blasted as much as possible. And so the gist is to write it out and know that we're coming closer to what we've dreamed was possible all along. And if we can do that, we can kind of ride all of these interesting waves of energy. God. So I'm just going to read a couple of little excerpts. There was so much material here, and I just finally got a chance to sit down with it like 30 minutes before showtime. So I'm just going to read a couple of things. It's time to let go of any attachment to ideas or philosophies and maintain an open mind, especially since Jupiter's in Gemini for the next year.
Jupiter's in Gemini, that could be fun.
Oh, yeah. Our reality will be shifting and reframing itself as the old paradigms begin to fall away. And failure to recognize this will make it more difficult to adapt. On the other hand, maintaining an observant and open perspective will bring new opportunities, Jupiter, for an enhanced connection with the divine flow of life, Neptune. I mean, we've got some good stuff going on. And, of course, we have the new moon on the 19th, which was in Gemini. I mean, we're getting Gemini'd all over the place here.
I know. Good.
What? And so this whole thing was about thinking things differently. Inside each of us exists an old tape loop of thoughts and beliefs that we regurgitate over and over, often without conscious awareness, which shape our experience of everyday life. If we want to manifest a new and positive future for ourselves, we need to be running a different tape, one that says, I can't, not I can't. One that says change is possible and is often worth the risk, not change is scary and far too risky for someone like me. This one goes on to say, and I'm just going to kind of get down here a little bit, about my Lord. We can change direction at any time, but it may be mean getting off the bus we're on and walking for a while or forging a new path that no one's traveled before. Doing this can leave us feeling vulnerable and alone, fearing that we're making a mistake, and yet driven onward by our heart, which knows that we need to be heading in a new direction. The new moon speaks to our heart and congratulates it for making the decision to change course, no matter how tough a decision it is to make. Man. We're just dealing with it. We can't know what's coming. It's impossible. We've never been able to know what's coming, even though we continue to long for the answers in advance. The great cosmic joke is that there is no one answer to anything. I love this. To be able to accept not knowing will bring us the sense of relief we think we seek in an absolute answer. I love this. This is from Deb. I love this one. June looks to be a month of continued shift, ebb, and flow as the cosmos weaves around and within each of us. The cosmic web seems to be gaining strength and momentum as shift after shift occurs, and like a row of dominoes, as one falls, the rest follows. We may feel a little overwhelmed during such tumultuous times, but it is important to remain centered in the flow as we become part of the cosmic web, for this is a time to become empowered, strong, and inspired in order to ride the wave and take yet another step closer to heaven on earth. Love that. So that's pretty much it. We're walking between worlds, to me, is kind of a wonderful description of what we're experiencing right now. And for some, dreams are coming true at amazing rates. And then only to kind of shift and change again and here and there. And we're all through this kind of touching into other versions and worlds. And trying to stay focused through all of this and just allow to stay in our hearts is such a challenge. I'm loving it, but I got to tell you, everything can make sense in 1 minute, only to shift to making no sense at all in the next. And there is a great expression that you use on your computer, which is WTF, which is not what the freak, which is lately becoming one of my favorite expressions, followed by a series of question marks. I am seeing so much magic, so many miracles over here. And then the phone is ringing over here and people are going through, what is this? Why is this happening? Why am I feeling this? And here is this old stuff trying to exit the body for people, trying to exit the emotional body, trying to exit the mind. Have your phones been ringing off the hook?
Yeah, at times, yeah. There's like pauses and then it's just crammed. So I'm having an interesting time with that.
And my emails are blowing up with questions about what the heck is going on. And my standard answer is welcome to freaking ascension. Because I really... followed by me laughing. So I've been kind of looking back over the last 4 months, which really gave me reason to pause, because the changes that I've seen have been so enormous for so many people. One person in particular I watched face, and I do mean life-threatening cancer. And she's a doctor, and it was cancer of the thyroid and major cancer. This was not a little bitty one. Overnight it came on. Overnight, she walked away from her medical profession. Very astute, written books, so on and so forth. Decided she was going to go out there in the world and be of service and work on Mercy ships and work in places in Africa and Afghanistan. And I have to tell you, overnight, her life changed like nothing I've ever seen. And she literally, it wasn't the money she was worried about. All she wanted was just enough to survive, to be able to go out and do the work she does, because it's so amazing. And what she does is fistulas, and helps women who are, especially young girls, having to have hysterectomies, which she feels are unnecessary. She goes in and does pelvic floor work, you know, where she reattaches and kind of lifts everything. And in the process of all of this, absolutely met the love of her life.
Oh.
And this was such a glorious story to me. And we were giggling about it today. She was back in between trips. And we were giggling about it today, that I said, you know, your mantra was, I want a man that's fit, fun, that he's fit, fun, has kids and a wallet. But she did it a lot funnier than that. And we were laughing because, and she said, well, I actually got everything I wanted. It didn't come in exactly the same package. And the wallet was power and magic instead of money. And she is with a man who, during her session today, I could see his energy, and he has this almost Christ-like energy. Amazing. Very in his own country, incredibly honored, goes to other countries. He's a messenger for his people. Amazing, amazing person. And I mean, I just watched this unfold, and I just said, you know, I will never question anything again. That's just one story. There are a lot that I can't really tell, because I can't compromise people's personal lives. But I will say that nobody is going to be that. When we're through this, okay, take a good look in the mirror tonight. You may want to snap a little photo, because you are not going to look like you look, and you're not going to be like you are.
Yeah, this will be fun.
The changes are just too dramatic. And I'm seeing people who have been hidden coming out and stepping out into the fore against all odds, and bringing through unbelievable energy for healing and shifting. And I mean, it's just overall, I mean, for me, this has been 8 years, and I can tell you, I absolutely sit here and think, you know, it's been worth every minute of it. Being locked in my little healing, I say that like it's some chamber, you know. It's really quite beautiful. But I love to whine, so. At any rate, and then tonight, dear Laura sent me some of the pictures that she's done. She and Wendy are writing a book. Laura's doing the photos for the book, or the drawings for the book. And it's a children's book, but what was so fascinating, and she's sending this stuff over my cell phone, and it's blowing up while I'm trying to do the notes for the show, and my other phone is ringing, and I'm thinking, ah! And I finally had a chance to look at a picture of one of her paintings, and this is the same being that has been coming in the last couple of weeks before every session, just kind of comes in on my left side. So I was fascinated by beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I would definitely say Andromedan. And at the same time, Vicky sent a picture of a piece, and you know Vicky very well, of a piece she did of a praying mantis, which is a sculpture, absolutely beautiful. And again, this is happening cosmically, not just on our planet. It's like everything is shifting and changing. Everything is merging together. The veils are coming down. It's so beautiful. I just think, oh. Lots of people having experiences with others coming back into their lives. Talked to somebody tonight, and she's hearing from people she went to school with 50 years ago that are just popping into her life. This and other lifetimes, not just this lifetime. Reality creation, and I got to say this. I've been dealing with this the last couple of weeks. We cannot go any longer the way that we normally know how to create reality, which is just visualize and be, you know, in the outcome and so on. It's all kind of taken a dramatic turn, which is strictly to stay in the now moment. And basically, this or something better. If your desire is to be doing this or having this or loving that or whatever, no more settling. It's literally, I trust that wherever I'm being led right now is going to connect me with the closest version of that which I've dreamed about. Because if you, to have the dream, it's thought to be in your soul's purpose somewhere. And because I'm seeing that manifest in other people's lives, I know it's there. I absolutely know it's there. And I, you know, I'm having my own magical stuff go on here. So, you know, I'm in it. I'm observing it. I'm working with people that are going through it. It's a very, very exciting time. And I'm also seeing people's health issues just completely reverse. Completely reverse. It's amazing. So I would say more than any other time that you've ever been on this planet, stay in your heart. I have found, and I don't know about you, Veronica, but we can get really, excuse me, dust. Welcome to Vegas. Dust, wind, and heat. It's like being in an oven with a wind tunnel going through it. The personality sometimes can get in the way of our interactions with people. So I kind of made a choice a couple of days ago, and I said, you know, I'm bypassing personality. I'm going straight to soul, straight to higher self, straight to spirit, and connecting with the people, because I have a whole list of people that I work with before every session, kind of pull them in. When I started doing that, the personalities fell away and the love landed and it came flowing back at the same time. It was so beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, why wasn't I doing this before? You know, it's one of those like, why did it take me so long to figure this out? <You know? laughs> I mean, it's not that we don't know these things, but this is the time it's really landing. So whoever you're working with, whoever you may have issues with, I mean, I just watched my son go through a transformation in a matter of days from literally not wanting to be on the planet to taking, just transforming. Absolutely transforming. And it was such a simple, I mean, it was just that his thyroid medication was off. He doesn't have a thyroid, so that was a big issue. But he just transformed. It was amazing to me. With our children, our friends, family, bosses, lovers, husbands, wives. This can be really, really profound. And you'll know when you make the connection. When you do it this way, the outcome falls away. It's really unimportant because the personalities are out of the way. and you're connecting at that level of soul and spirit, that is so beautiful in higher self that I really, you know, I just recommend everybody try it if they can, see how it works for them. I think you'll all be really thrilled at the outcome of that one.
Well, can you tell us how to do it again?
Literally, it's like for me, and when I do it, my eyes are closed. And I literally have the personality just kind of dissolve and or fall away, you know, shatter, whatever you want to call it. With harm to none, of course. It's not like I'm trying to destroy them. And connect with their higher self and their soul and their spirit. And that love, sending that love from you to them, to that part of them, is so whole and so beautiful. And it you feel it land. When you're doing it with personality, because we're so much more than our personality, and what I really feel right now, as we're kind of moving between worlds, a lot of that personality is not, I mean, not that we won't always have one, we will to some degree, but it's much more malleable than it's ever been. And we're able to connect at a much deeper level. To do that intentionally, you can feel that love come back, and you know that the love has landed with them. Not contrived love, not trying to get them to do anything, just love. And when the personality falls away, the love comes in pure. There's no agenda. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does, yeah. No expectation, no design in your mind.
Nothing. It's just pure love connection. Excellent. And it flows. You can feel it flow. And you know, you're not doing, I wasn't doing it to receive anything back at all, but I could feel it come back to me. I could feel that connection. It was so beautiful. And I felt it land, really land. And I've been doing this, like I said, I did this before every session, and I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. Such a, you know, again, I think we're going to be looking at doing a lot of things differently. And in that in-between place, in-between worlds, there is so much magic. There's so many miracles. And does it take courage to kind of step outside? You know, that's what some of these little excerpts I read from some of the things Squirrel sent out. It does take courage to step outside of the old tape loop. And to step outside of the what we've all been doing for so long, or the way we've been doing it, and to find our courage. And I'm going to share this story not to make myself sound good, but it was a shocking thing to hear this back from somebody I love so much. I was with my girlfriends in Carmel and Monterey, and our first night together, and we were having a little cocktail, some hors d'oeuvres and at a restaurant. And Rita says, well, let's describe who we think each other are, because we always say we're the, you know, together we make the perfect woman. And Rita says, I'm going to describe you first. And I said, okay. She said, you're fierce. And I went, fierce? And, of course, immediately I went to Beyonce, you know, to Sasha Fierce, which is her alter ego. And it made me laugh. And, you know, that has stayed with me. And every time I start to waffle on something, I think, no, I'm fierce. I can do this. Not fierce in a mean way, but fierce in a moving forward, no matter what kind of way. And I love that. So I think it would be great for everybody to sit with their friends, family, lovers, husbands, wives, whatever, and find something that describes each other, give that to each other.
I love that idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea because it was a real gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I latched right onto that. Of course, I immediately see myself with the big hair and the platform heels and the, you know.
Is it just one word, the description? Is that always just one word?
That's all she gave me was fierce.
Oh.
And she was so excited to share that with me, and I thought, that is so cool. I just, again, I went to Beyonce, you know, her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, on stage, where she goes out there and does stuff that is outside of the norm for her. And that's where I went with it. And I thought, okay, that's it. When I go out there and I go outside of my personality, because believe it or not, I have some shy in me.
I'm sure you do.
Huh?
I'm sure you do.
I do. Allowing. And, you know, Veronica, have you been experiencing where things are just kind of moving and shifting and from moment to moment?
Oh, yes. Hugely, yes. And I was thinking when you were talking about personality, my own seems to slip away a lot.
Exactly. I mean, I've been doing a lot of assessing on how I impact people, and I have to be careful with my voice. And I'm hearing from my kids and some of them, you know, that I have either a look or a tone to my voice that can just scare the hell out of everybody. I'm like, what? I never think of myself as scary because I think I'm so funny to myself. You know, I entertain myself all the time. And I had to learn that I have to be very careful about what I say, how I say it. About Jennifer, my darling friend, said, you have a look. She said, I can come downstairs and come outside to where you're sitting. And all you have to do is look at me, and I think, oh, crap, I got to go up and change. And I said, you got
to. That's funny.
And it is funny. And I said, oh, my God. You know, and so my son, you know, was whining about me the other day, and I said, go ahead and die. I said, you know, the other version of me on the other side of the veil, the one that's aboard ship, go deal with her. Let's see how much fun you have there. And he said, oh, no, I've met her. Uh-uh, I'm not going there. I said, see?
Might be fierce on this plane, but golly.
Oh, no, she's tough. I try not to make her mad. The other thing is not trying to figure out with our ego minds, and I'm seeing more and more that just isn't going to fly. We just can't get there from here anymore. It doesn't mean that we don't have boundaries or desires or dreams or any of that. But the old ways, because things are in such flux and shift and change, and I really believe that this is going to be the norm. And it's going to get more. You know, we've been talking about ascension ad nauseum for, you know, since 1987. And I can tell you, we're there.
Yay!
And new rules, you know, just like Bill Maher on HBO. New rules. Also, don't give up your dreams. I think that for so many of us living on Earth, our dreams were always up here, but we were always willing to settle down here. And if there was ever a time not to give up your dream, it's now. As long as your commitment for your dream, whether it's ecstatic joy or making a difference on the planet or being of service or bringing through love, whatever that may be. And it's okay to have fun. Okay? If your dream is to have fun, you know, like Bonnie's intention that I always talk about, to experience this juicy planet while she's here, mainly because she has no plans on coming back. The other thing is, deservability, not ego, not entitlement, deservability just because you are, and self-love and worthiness. These are going to be so important for where we're going. This is the new norm, and it's going to keep changing, and it's so exciting. I'm excited for us. I'm excited for everyone on the planet. I am concerned for a lot of people that don't know what's going on, but they'll manage through. They may not be the map makers. They may be in their own way, but they may not have come in and taken on as much as all of you who are listening tonight did. And I guarantee you, no matter how crummy your childhood was, you designed it. You agreed to it. You knew it would force you to grow, force you to find your connection. And if it served that purpose, it did exactly what it was supposed to be and what it was supposed to do. Okay, Veronica, do we have questions tonight?
We have one so far, but I'm welcoming any more.
I forgot to say, if you want to email in any questions right now, you can send them to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. No, what do you always say, H?
No H in Entwistle.
Okay. .com. Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com.
Right.
Since Veronica's sitting there with the damn computer, which I think is fabulous. And
Bob set it up for me, that's why.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, Robert.
We're a good team.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Before I go into channel, was there anything you wanted to share tonight?
Me?
Yes.
No. Nope. I'm just absolutely having a wonderful time.
Good.
All right. I'm growing, too. I'm growing a lot these days. It's great.
All right. Okay, they're knocking at the door. Let me go into channel. You can chat with them. All right. Yes, we were knocking at her door. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to all of you. And we know that these have been very interesting times for all of you. Very interesting times. We're just taking an assessment here at this moment. Of the energy. All right. You have a question for us, Veronica, but before we go there, we'd like to talk about possibility and probability. As humans, we've all gotten pretty beat up on the planet, and we know this, and for whatever other lifetimes you've got going on or imprints you've taken on. Someone told the channel the other day, you know, be nice to me. I've been beaten up for hundreds of years. The channel said not hundreds, thousands, right?
Ooh.
Thousands. Came in as a warrior thousands of times. A few little R and R's in there. Now, so many of you in your intentions write things like, I want to dream big and live the life I came to live and know I was born to live. And but we would really say right now, this is the time to sit down and really start playing and writing about your version of what a wonderful life would be like. It's going to make you think, right? Do not edit this with the idea that it's not possible. Now, if you're wanting to be, you know, the Queen of England or a brain surgeon, and, you know, you have a high school education, that's not going to fly. However, and we're not just talking about, oh, I wanted to travel to sacred places. And not that you can't put that in there. Of course you can. But how is life going to feel? Now, we would recommend that, you know, if you're talking about a specific kind of home, talk about how it feels. The light as it comes in through the windows, or, you know, you don't need to describe the carpet or the tile or the, don't get that detailed. Go to the feeling side of it. If you're looking for a partner, a mate, your interaction, the intimacy. Even if you're married, by the way, people, or in a relationship, and it may not be perfect. That's all right. None of them are. Let your imagination run wild. And when we say wild, the things that you would really dream about having, being and doing, out of self-love now, out of self-love. Because the only thing that stands in the way of you having it all is you, nothing more. No one's out on the other side dispensing it to you. It's just you. And yes, the channel is right. Magic and miracles abound. Abound. Allow yourself to open to them. You're not being punished. You're not being forced to do this or to do that. One person said, well, I sell myself to go, you know, earn money. Such a primitive world. In truth, she's correct. But your consciousness isn't commensurate yet with allowing for precipitation where it just comes right into your experience. You know, somebody rings the doorbell, well, here's a couple of thousand or whatever. Well, you dreamed about this. Here you go. Spend some time, just a day in the life of me. How's it going to look? How's it going to feel when you open your eyes in the morning? Will you be in a luxurious bedroom or perhaps under the stars on some beautiful retreat, you know? Play with it, people. Give yourself permission to play with it. Don't set yourself up to be disappointed. Because if you go in with that energy, oh, sure, I'll do it, but I'll never have it. Oh, no, 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 don't do that to yourself. The biggest problem that most of you have is that you don't think big enough. You don't believe that you can have all those things. And they're just trapping. It's an illusion, people. It truly is. We hope that those words are beginning to take on more power. Dolores Cannon, dear Dolores, who's done so much work, beautiful work. with her wonderful form of hypnotherapy that she is now sharing with so many. She self-publishes her books, and there was always just enough money that came in to cover the cost of the publishing of the most recent book. No more, just enough. And today, just in just a few years, she's become a major force. Cruises and seminars and teachings and all kinds of things. Beautiful to see how she opened up to more and more and more. And that could be true for every one of you as you move between worlds and possibility and probability. All right, Veronica, you've got a question for us.
Yes, question is there going to be an intensive for 12-12-12 or 12-21-12 with you?
Well, that's a very good question.
It is.
That has yet to be decided.
Oh.
All right. We will leave that. We have allowed the channel to choose that. All right. Based on her experience, her life, we see some things that we can't tell her, but so there's nothing solid at this point.
All we can right. Put it in our wish list, right?
You may absolutely do so. Absolutely do so. Now, Veronica, do you have a question?
It just seems, I guess I do in a way, as far as manifesting, it seems that there's some really odd unevenness about it. There's some things are just happening whippity snip, and some things are really slow. And it's like it's strange. I don't know whether to be rushing or slowing down. You know?
Give us an example if you can.
People who have projects that are sitting right on the start line, and all of a sudden everything fades away and nothing happens. Is that's happening in more than one area in which I'm seeing people these days? And preparations might be very rapid. Opportunities come very fast, and a
yes.
few of them work. And then there's these delays, and they seem to be like pauses in the universe or something.
Yes. You're correct. They are. Are you relating this now to bringing information more into the public sector?
Yes. Well, sometimes there are projects, new projects that some people are doing and bringing those into the public sector. It's
are
not
you
just
talking
for me.
About media here?
No, I haven't been, but I could do because that's something that I'm wanting to do as well still.
All right. Me, so but, the projects that you're actually talking about right now,
mm-hmm.
give us an idea of what they are without divulging anything that wouldn't be comfortable.
Okay, they're like products that have been created and are going into the marketplace to be sold, and they're products that represent a changing consciousness in human beings.
Human consumption type products?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Internal consumption?
No, external machines and stuff.
All right. So you're talking about different forms of technology?
Yes.
All right. We're trying to get a little bit more.
It's not only that, because I have a couple of different clients with different things, so it might just be there's a lot of entrepreneurial action going on. Some of it's really amazing, but some of it seems to stall about the time a person is starting to market something in, say, a little shop or a little entrepreneurial thing. It can be clothing. It can be implements of various types.
All right. It's a broad question, but we're going to try to answer it the best way we can. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For each person, they really need them. We've touched on this before with other questions. They really need to explore their own personal sense of deservability. Many people seem to think that they've got it. Oh, I deserve, I deserve, I deserve. Here's my new product, and it's going to knock everybody's socks off. But it goes back to self-love. It's like taking the finger out of the dime. If, all right, they can let go of how life-changing the product is going to be and have fun with it, knowing that there'll be another behind it and another behind it and another behind it. Here's one of my children coming forward, and I have more coming, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Unfortunately, with people, they get so attached to something that they've created. This is coming through from the higher realms. This is it. It's going to change the world or your health or your faith or your this or your that. But then they take it personally. Got to get this through. Got to do this. Got to do this. Betterment of the world, etc. Instead of having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of bringing it through with joy, absolutely knowing that whatever needs to be done will be there, etc. Because those energies, those joyful, excited, fun energies that don't wait the project will allow it to flow. You're still in such a transition on the planet that so many of you get weighted down. All right? This is so important. When the channel first started to work with us, she was contacting people, look at what I'm doing, this is so exciting, and you should come, and so on and so forth. And she was shocked to find out that people were actually afraid. What she thought would be exciting to others wasn't necessarily exciting. Well, there were a segment of people, but not a big one. And so all the excitement that she had talking to Dr. John Mack, etc., oh, help me write a book, this is so important, and look what's going on. And John kind of scratched his head and said, yeah, well, you know, I don't write books except my own. You'll figure it out. However, the excitement, you see, drove the work. Right?
Mm, yeah.
It drove the work. Her belief in it. Her commitment to it drove it because people trusted her and believed her. Because it was true. Likewise, with these people bringing forward these products, they have to be careful not to take it so personally. Because so many people that bring forward new products, new ideas, can easily slip into feeling rejected and taken mm-hmm. personally.
And take it as all or nothing instead of just a blip.
That's right. Instead of being excited and knowing this is one of many, not attaching everything to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get me there. Boy, we're finally going to buy that house or buy that car or do this. Or they waited and waited and waited. Vindication. Look, all those years people thought I was crazy. Look. The lightest touch. The lightest touch. And attracting. Attracting interest. Not trying to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the difference in that resonance?
Oh, you betcha. It's more lighthearted. I was just thinking while you said that we're seeing the systems breaking down in some ways, or we're seeing how much corruption is revealed in the economic world. And I go, sometimes it's a little bit daunting for people who are trying to stay light and, you know what I mean? They're trying to put their stuff forward, and it's easy to get caught in a kind of an adversarial or pushing against the system.
Oh, no. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In between worlds.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be part of that world. They don't have to be affected by that world. They don't have to be affected by the economic downturns.
Perfect.
None of you do.
Perfect.
None of you do. All right? None of you do. We promise you this. This is where magic and miracles and joy and excitement, self-love, self-worth, self-value. Again, not ego. Look at me, aren't I important? Not that. A relationship with your higher self, with your soul, with your spirit. You don't have to know their name necessarily. But connect. Lazarus has a wonderful tape connecting with your higher self. Beautiful. That intimacy done in a very easy, loving way. Some of you connecting with us. Different beings of the team who love all of you, and there's oh so many more joining and joining and joining all the time. The angelic realm, the archangels, the masters, everyone is working together. Allowing that realm to be very real for you. Not because you're better than and not because you're more spiritual and none of. Because it's joyous. Because it raises your resonance. And when your resonance is high, you open the spigot and allow things to flow, including abundance and prosperity and success and all of the things. Another good way, if you feel that you have a wonderful product, set your intentions very clearly to have the right people come into your experience to help you to promote, to market, to sell. Don't be attached to how it's going to look. Knowing if this product is really wonderful, we're not questioning that it is. That everything will be there to facilitate it coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do.
We're going to have to say goodbye shortly.
All right. Well,
couple of minutes left.
Talk about your show, please.
Yes, Paradigm Shifters. I'm working with the Dowsers Conference that's coming up. So we have Gladys McCoy, who's a pretty famous kind of dowser who really does a lot of magic with it. And that'll be on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. She's been in it for a long, long time. And Thursday, we'll be back at Radiance by Design at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
All right. There we go. All right. We would love to work with all of you tonight. And let's have some fun with your magic and allowing. Your magic and allowing everything to happen in the moment. to be joyous, to make your own commitment to be joyous, no matter how anything looks. You watch how quickly things will change. So we would like to work with you tonight, if you give permission. Please know, everyone, we love you all so very much. We're thrilled, excited, filled with expectation to see what all of you are going to bring forward. The connections that you're going to make not only to us, but to each other. Your destinies are far greater than you can imagine. Allow it to be easy, fun, joyous, exciting, filled with expectation, filled with excitement and joy. Veronica, we love you.
Thank you for
being here tonight, and to each and every one of you, we send our total love, our unconditional love, and our expectation and joy that we add to you. Namaste. Are we on?
We are.
Oh, good. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We send everyone our... Remember... My brain's gone. Remember that Veronica and I are in each and every... The spatial invasive in each and every one of you, and you're all in a part of us. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Someday we will know that absolutely unequivocally, and which will make celebrating everybody's success so much more fun, so much richer, because it's a part of you. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Night, Jackie.
Night, Eddie.